Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hi, Daniel. How's it going?
Yes, not too bad. Top of league, 3 points. Could be worse, if I'm honest. So I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, well, 2,000 fans back today, Daniel. Obviously, you kept them waiting to celebrate, but it must have felt good in the end.
To be honest, it was a long wait because it felt like we had to play so many games, also so many home games here without our supporters. And it was a pretty proud moment because I made my point even before the game, we needed them today. We are in a tricky period, many players injured, many young lads involved, also after the Luton game. Yeah, the self-confidence was not unbelievably great, especially not for our young players. And then to play a difficult game against an unbelievably solid and compact opponent. And of course, there were also some tricky and difficult periods during this game. But I also got the feeling that the 2,000 here in the stadium played their part. So once you are tired and you can't run anymore and want to stop running and everyone is singing our song, our club song, then you're reminded how much responsibility you have and how much it means to represent also this yellow shirt. And you simply can't just stop anyhow. And for that, I think they also played their part. And this was definitely also a win for our supporters here in the stadium. So for that, of course, it was then great to be able to celebrate with them, but to all of our supporters. This was definitely a win for our fans, for our supporters, yeah, because the players know how much it means for everyone, how important it is during these difficult times that we stick together, that we create an unbelievable spirit and unity in this city, in this community, with this club, and we all fight for the yellow shirt. The staff, our players, but also our supporters, and we have to protect this, and we have to protect this club, and this is what we did today. And for that, it was definitely a win for the supporters.
I mean, it was a golden moment, wasn't it? Two very late goals in front of 2,000 fans. I guess you, the players, the fans, all enjoyed that moment, that being reunited again.
Yes, I hope we are also able to celebrate this moment pretty soon, then also in front of a full Carroll Road anyhow. So, but of course, it was a great, great moment, and it's a different game here when the supporters are there, and this is what I mentioned. So football is a game for human beings, football is a game for supporters, and it was important during this difficult period also to play in empty stadiums in order to cheer our supporters up. But it's, you can't compare this with a situation when everyone is really celebrating, and even the 2,000s were great today, and it was fantastic atmosphere then, and hopefully step by step we can go back to normality and then celebrate with all the yellow shirts and also in the city. And I'm pretty sure that some better times will come also pretty soon if we still stay a bit patient and disciplined, and this was definitely a good night for all of us.
And just finally for me, as you mentioned right at the top of the league, you had to work incredibly hard for it today. You've obviously got the injury problems. Did you feel you were going to get back into the game? Did you kind of retain that belief today? Because Sheffield Wednesday were pretty tough to break down.
Yeah, first of all, I think there's no doubt that we deserve to win this game. When I think about the first 70 minutes, I think they had to defend whatever 500 crosses into their box, and they defended everything. And we had to defend one cross in the whole game anyhow. And there was exactly one opponent's offensive player, and we were not able to defend the situation. So they were in lead after 70 minutes or something like this. It was actually a joke. And then actually you can't win a game against Sheffield Wednesday under Tony Pulis, because they either finish with a clean sheet or with maximum conceding one goal. And I can't praise my lads enough that we found a way today again against in this difficult situation with so many first team players out. We just had again just three first team players on the bench, and play more or less with the same amount of players. Also, first game for Timo. Actually, I want to substitute him after 60 minutes was simply not possible, because we need a threat in the offense today. That we then were able, as a first team since ages, to find a way to score also more than one goal against Sheffield, to not just to equalize, but to turn this game completely is fantastic. And again, in this situation, I can't praise the lads enough, especially after a difficult night at Luton. The self-confidence was not there. Then you ask yourself, what have we done that we are back in this game? We don't deserve this. But to have again this mentality to turn a game is outstanding, and I think it's totally deserved. And but lots of credit and compliments and praise from our players. Fantastic that we were able to do this.
Mario Francic's impact and the way he created those two goals at the end. I mean, personally, I didn't actually think he was having that great a game, but I guess it's kind of reward for and a sight into the things that he can do, that he can basically turn a match with his quality like that.
Mario is one of our key players, and also a bit a sign of our way. So it's not important to play each and every minute during the season. It's just important that you are a special part in this group. And Mario is fantastic. He's a guy you can always always count on. And for me, with the ball, when you're a lot of possession, then still of the one of the best players in this country. And sometimes you also have to accept that you have to work a lot against the ball and you have to defend. Then he's not the youngest anymore, not the quickest, not the mobile, and he's perhaps not the best player in the world. But with the ball, he is outstanding. He can do magic with his goals, with his set pieces. He can change a game with his passes. And he's also perhaps even a bit set for him, but he's also the best bench player in this league. No one in this league can influence a game when substitute in like Mario Francic. He can change a game with his goals, with his assists, with his passing ability. And for that, sometimes we need him just more like to bring him into a game. But today we got the feeling it will be a game where we are a lot in possession, where we have to crack an opponent who defends with 11 players, more like to park the bus. And then we need the magic of the passes and the creativity of Mario Francic. And again, he proved this again with two vital assists and great moments also in the game. And I think we all should value how great it is to have a player like Mario, and also his personality, his character. Yeah, of course, he wants to play each and every second, but when he sometimes is on the bench and has to wait a little bit, he always thinks about the club. He's great for the group. He's always professional. He's always spot on when he comes in. And to have a player with this quality in your group and also his personality is great. And Mauro will be a key player for us. Whatever happens, and we are all happy that we have him.
Should we be a little bit worried with the fact that he came off sort of rubbing his hamstring, and likewise Shemin Kwaheta as well? Is that a worry too?
Yes, in general, it's a worry that we have to play more or less because we can't rotate that much. Yeah, the hands are a bit tight, and I was pleased that there are no new concerns about Timo Pukki, yeah, because he had just 1.5-2 training sessions with us, and actually the plan was to substitute him after 60 minutes, but we need him as a goal threat today. And also with Emi Buendia, for example, in the last game, he was just able to play 60 minutes. I think these two games were also important for him to get back in his shape. And also for Mario, he hasn't played that often, 90 minutes. And I think he just had some cramps. So I don't think it's too bad. So thank God we have additional day till we then play just on Wednesday. I hope he's available for this game. With Przemyslaw Placeta, he felt something in his hamstring, perhaps a hamstring strain, perhaps just because he was tired. So we have to assess him a little bit. So I think there are a few more concerns about him. And we can't afford that he's not available, because we need his pace anyhow, and need his the threat that he is in the offense. Even when we substitute him, playing the deeper role as a fullback, more or less the first time today, because we got the feeling we need to take anyhow more risk. Then he was also vital and crucial, and hopefully it's not too bad, but we have to wait what our physicians and our doctors will say. I hope it's not too bad, but it could be that there is a hamstring strain.
Well done, Daniel.
Thank you.
Sorry about the noise. I think your lawnmowers are working overtime. Josh Martin, what can you say? First senior goal, 2 minutes off the pitch. That's good feather in your cap. You threw him on there. You knew what you could do, but just a word on him, and well, that'll probably do for him as well, you know, to get his first league goal.
Great, great for his confidence. Also, next step in his developing. I think he had a really good start when he played the first games, got lots of praise. After the last game, I also had to criticize him a little bit, because he's always great in his passing skills and his technique, but he has to add more runnings in behind to attack the depth, because if we compare it with the best players in the world, their quality always shines when they attack and invest in runnings in behind, and especially against the side who is defending deep. So it's then not enough just to be there with top-class passing skills and giving goals in between lines. You also have to invest in this movements that are sometimes a bit tricky and sometimes also hurt a bit, and they're not easy, but you have to do this. And we criticized it a bit, and he responded in a perfect way, yeah? Because exactly out of this movement, then Mario could find him with a genius pass, and then his quality can shine and he scored the goal. But again, there's also, many things that he can learn and has to improve. I think, for example, in the 94th minute, we played a short corner, he got the ball, and then he dribbled inside, and he's outstanding with his technique, but then he's doing always the thing like, anyhow, so it looks a bit like Cristiano Ronaldo with his 400 step overs, anyhow, wants to be there, and instead of keeping the ball, going to the corner flag, keep the ball, help the team to keep the ball, then out of this, he lost the ball, counter-attack for them. So again, there are many things that he has to learn. He's a young lad, but also intelligent player, great lad. And when we speak with him, also like to show him the scenes, he always wants to improve. And he's improving day by day. And also lots of credit to him that he brought this idea also to attack more the deaths straight away into this game. And also then you earn the credit. And but he has to improve many topics as well.
Just a final one. I mean, he's still a young man, but he doesn't feel like a young man now. The match winner, Max Ahrens. The composure, great intervention again from Mario, but the composure to finish it, having made the initial move, that's what he can offer you in an attacking sense. You'd like to see a bit more of that this season, because he's clearly got the ability.
Yes, that's right. And so also speaking with Max, he knows that he has our trust, and we love him, and he's full of ability. But it's also a topic we spoke a lot in the recent weeks. We need a bit more, a few more assists. Also, that he's a goal threat. Also, that he should attack the goal. And today it was clear against the side who parks the bus and defend with 11 lads. We need to create chances over the wing, out of wide positions, especially Josh. Also, his movement was out of a wide position then to attack the depth. All the same with Max, and with a given goal to come inside and to be a goal threat. And yes, ability to do this. And it's important that we can't rely, especially when the opponent is defending that deep, just with 11 net, just on the goals and the magic of the goals of Emi Buendia and the magic of Emi Buendia and the goals of Timo Pukki. We need to share also responsibility. And great that Josh with the first goal, and also also Max with a fantastic second goal, were then able to shine. Yeah, we definitely allow our players to have the freedom to attack the goal even a bit more. And hopefully Max can show this quality and this ability also further on during the season.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. run. Are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.